إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه أما بعد Indeed our praise is due to Allah تبارك وتعالى We praise Him as He deserves to be praised And we ask for His aid and His assistance and we seek His forgiveness We seek refuge with Allah تبارك وتعالى from the evil of our own souls And from the evil of our wicked actions Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah azza wa jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth, except Allah azza wa jal alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in His book, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا Allah Azza wa Jalla said in His noble book, Be patient with those who supplicate to their Lord in the morning and the afternoon, seeking the face of their Lord. Be patient with the people of a tawheed and the people of a sunnah. Be patient, as Sufyan al-Thawri he said, استوسوا بأهل السنة خيرا فإنهم غرباء Be patient with the people of the sunnah for verily they are the strangers Be patient with the people of التوحيد and the people of السنه Like Al-Hasan Al-Basri he said rahimahullah ترفقوا بأهل السنة Be gentle and kind When dealing with the people of the sunnah, فَإِنَّهُمْ أَقَلُّ النَّاسِ For verily, they are the minority of the people. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ Be patient with those who supplicate to their Lord in the morning and the afternoon. Seeking the face of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا And never look away from them. Don't turn away from them. Don't turn your back upon them. Desiring the glitter and the beauty of this world. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا And do not obey the one We have made his heart heedless of our remembrance. And he follows his desires. And his affair is one that is lust. Do not follow someone. Do not listen to someone. Do not open your ears to someone that is known to follow their desires from the people of shirk, from the people of innovation from the people of disobedience. Brothers and sisters, let's give an example. Because unfortunately we're living in a time if somebody is advised or an error of theirs is corrected, even if the advice it comes from a scholar of the sunnah, or it comes from a student of knowledge, you find that they become upset with the truth. instead of humbling themselves for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, look at the example of Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. When he was boycotted by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers, that noble companion, that virtuous companion, about whom Allah Azza wa Jal, due to his truthfulness with Allah Azza wa Jal, due to his sidq with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to his honesty and truthfulness when dealing with the believers, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed Quran concerning him, praising him, that will be recited until the day of judgment. And I'll just read some statements of Ka'b radiallahu anhu, so you can understand what he was going through. But he was patient. And look how Allah Azza wa Jal raised that virtuous and noble companion. In our time, people are advised. They hate it. Illa man rahimullah, except for those whom Allah Azza wa Jal has mercy upon. Errors are pointed out, they despise it. And you find they go from masjid to masjid like floaters. And they blame a community instead of looking at themselves. Ya akhi, it might have been the fault of the community if it was one, but you've traveled from one to another, and Allah knows best what number you're upon now. Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu an, he said, كنت أخرج فأشهد الصلاة مع المسلمين وأطوف في الأسواق ولا يكلمني أحد. He said, I would go and pray salah in the masjid. Look, he never abandoned the masjid. No one was speaking to him, he was being boycotted. That truthful and virtuous companion, but he still went to the masjid. He never said, like many of the people in our time, illa man rahimullah. Those people are rude. I'm not going to that masjid, even if it's a masjid of sunnah. Or that sister looked at me the wrong way. I'm not going back there. Or I was advised because I made an error which contradicted the Quran and the sunnah. I'm never going back there. Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, I used to go and attend the prayer with the Muslims, with the people of Tawheed, with the people of the Sunnah. And I used to go to the marketplaces and no one would speak to me. Nobody. He said, وَآتِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَأُسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ فَأَقُولْ فِي نَفْسِي هَلْ حَرَّكَ شَفَتَي بِرَدِّ السَّلَامِ. He said, I would go to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person that he loved most, the person that he respected the most. And I would give him the salams. And I would say to myself, did he move his lips and respond to my salam? Brothers and sisters, if we were in that situation, how would we respond? Brothers and sisters, if we were in that situation, لو كنا في هذا الحال, كيف يكون التصرف منا? How would we behave? Likewise, he mentioned, إذا نبطي من أنباط الشام. When Ka'b رضي الله عنه was being boycotted, a Christian came to him from the Christians of Sham. ممن قدم بالطعام يبيعه في المدينة. He would bring food to المدينة and sell it. This Christian, he gave Ka'b ibn Malik a letter. A letter from who? Was it just from anyone? A letter from the king of Ghassan. A letter from the king of Ghassan, a king. What did this letter say? The letter was maktub fi hadhihi ar-risala from this king. قَدْ بَلَغَنَا أَنَّ صَاحِبَكَ جَفَاكَ فَالْحَقْ بِنَا نُوَاسِكَ. It has reached us that your companion, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has treated you harshly. Join us. Come to us. We will treat you well. We will respect you. Look at that fitna. Ka'b radiallahu anhu considered that to be a bala, a test from Allah azza wa jal. How many people would stay firm? A mistake that we made was clarified to us. Oh, nusihna, or we were advised. How many of us now, a person of falsehood comes, and this is min adat ahli al-batil. If they hear about any type of disunity among the people of the truth, they'll send their scouts to see how much they can get. How much can I get? Man astati an ajurruhu ilayna. Who can I buy? Who can I pull to my side? I know there's a bit of dispute between Fulan and Alan, or between that masjid and this masjid. Who's going to sell out? Ka'b radiallahu anhi remained firm upon Tawheed and with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he considered that to be a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the people of falsehood, they only embrace who? People of falsehood. Lakin Ka'b sabara. وَاحْتَسَبَ الْأَجْرِ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. He was patient and he awaited the reward from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Likewise, Ka'b radiallahu an, it was conveyed to him, إِنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَأْمُرُكْ أَنْ يَعْتَزِلَ إِمْرَأَتَكْ. The Messenger of Allah commands you that you leave your wife. لَكِنُّ sabr. He was patient. He accepted that is from the Messenger of Allah. I'm going to be patient. Sa'asbir. 50 days like this, brothers and sisters. Not being spoken to. Even the most beloved of people to him. Even his relatives. From the believers. Not speaking to him. Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. But look, Allah Azza wa Jal praised him in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Revealed ayat concerning him. In the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, ayat that tutla ila yawm al-qiyamah will be recited in praise of Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu an and those who were with him from the truthful believers. To yawm al-qiyamah, these verses will be recited. Ka'b, what did he say? What did he say to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, Ya Rasulullah. He said, O Messenger of Allah. إن الله تبارك وتعالى إنما أنجاني بالصدق. Allah عز وجل saved me because of my truthfulness. إنما أنجاني الله بالصدق. Allah saved me. Allah عز وجل accepted me turning to Him. Allah عز وجل exonerated me. Allah praised me in the book of Allah because of my truthfulness. He was truthful before Allah. He was truthful when it came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was truthful when interacting with the believers. And when Ka'b radiallahu an, when it was announced that his tawbah was accepted, the believers, they came to him and they were happy and they were glad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his face, it lit up because the believers, they want good for one another. But I say that to say what, brothers and sisters? I say that to move on to the topic of the khutbah, which is what? لا تستغربوا. Don't be surprised. أن يأتي بين حين وآخر من يدعي أنه من أهل السنة. Don't be surprised that occasionally there will come those people, they claim that they are from أهل السنة. They will say, أنا على السنة. They will make yadda'un da'awa arida, grave claims. Ana darast in the sheikh fulan wa fulan. I study with such and such a sheikh. Ana takharraj min jami'ati kaza. I graduated from such and such university. Lakinnu yati bil qawa'id al muhdatha. Aw qawa'id sahiha. Nazzalaha fi ghayri mawdi'iha. And they come with principles that they have invented from their own selves, or principles that are correct, that they do not understand, and they utilize in the wrong place. And they think that Ahlus Sunnah are naive. Brothers and sisters, wallahi, هذا ليس بجديد وهذا ليس بوليدة العصر. This was not something that just happened in this time. There was a deviant known as Al-Karabisi at the time fi zamani Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. There was a deviant at the time of Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah known as Al-Karabisi. Al-Karabisi alafa kitaban fi al-difa'i an ahli al-batil wa qawa'idi ahli al-batil. He wrote a book defending the people of misguidance and deviation and the principles of the people of deviation. فجاء بالكتاب إلى أبي عبد الله أي الإمام أحمد إمام أهل السنة والجماعة. They brought this book to the Imam of أهل السنة at that time, الإمام أحمد. وهو لا يدري من وضع الكتاب. He didn't know who wrote that book at the time it was given to him. وكان في الكتاب in this book الطعن على الأعمش والنصر للحسن بن الصالح. In this book, there was an attack against Al-A'mash, meaning Ahl al-Hadith, the scholars of Hadith, Ahl al-Sunnah. In this book, there was a defense of Al-Hasan ibn Salih, who held the belief of the Khawarij. فَلَمَّا قُرِيَ عَلَىٰ أَبِي عَبْدِ اللَّهِ When they read the book to Imam Ahmad with these false qawa'id, from the qawa'id, the false principles, they said, if, for example, Hasan ibn Salih is from the Khawarij, then so-and-so kharaj, he rebelled. Imam Ahmed, when it was read to him this book, he said, هَذَا جَمَعَ لِلْمُخَالِفِينَ مَا لَمْ يُحْسِنُوا أَنْ يَحْتَجُّوا بِهِ حَذِّرُوا مِنْ هَذَا He said, this person has gathered in this book, he's compiled what the deviants would never be able to compile in order to use it as a proof against the people of the truth. He's gathered principles that the deviants, they would never have been able to gather in order to defend the deviance and falsehood itself. He said, warn against this person, commanding the people to warn against him. Brothers and sisters, let us return back to that which is known, alhamdulillah, min kitabillah, wa min sunnati rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bifahmi salafil ummah. And this is what I wanted to talk about today. It is the issue of what? حكم السلف على المرء بقرينه وممشاه. That the salaf, they would make judgment upon an individual based upon the person he took as a friend and a companion. رَضِيَ مَنْ رَضِيَ وَسَخِتَ مَنْ سَخِتْ These are basics that many of us forget. But unfortunately we're cool with certain people, or we go to a certain place and we hear certain people يُدَافِعُونَ عَنِ الْبَاطِلِ وَأَهْلِ الْبَاطِلِ defending the people of falsehood and defending falsehood, and we sit there like mice. Don't you have any jealousy for the truth? You have individuals. يُضَاعِفُونَ أَحَدِيثَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Weakening ahadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَهُمْ لَيْسُ بِأَهْلِ أَنْ يُضَاعِفُوا شَيْئًا مِنْ سُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. And they have no right. مَا عِنْدُهُمْ آلَاتُ الْإِجْتِهَادِ يُمْكِنْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ مُصْطَلَحَ الْحَدِيثِ يُمْكِنْ هُوَ عَاجِزٌ أَنْ يُعَرِّفَ بِالْحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيحِ وَالضَّعِيفِ وَيُفَرِّقْ بَيْنَهُمَا But he weakens the sum of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you have people of falsafa who graduated from universities, they think that they can defend these individuals, and ahl al-sunnah are going to be sakituna ghafiloon. Where's your jealousy for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Should our jealousy be for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or for individuals? Brothers and sisters, inshallah, aqra alaykum. I will read, insha'Allah ta'ala, some of the ayat from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the understanding of the salaf of the ummah, highlighting. Let's just go back to basics, brothers and sisters. People are getting too loose. Illa man rahimullah. They forget the basics. But they want to talk about everything else. They want to pretend that they're so firm in every other issue except for the basics. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, as comes in the book of Allah azza wa jal, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tattakhidhu bitanatan min dunikum. O you who believe, do not take friends and companions from other than yourselves. Do not take friends and companions from other than yourself. La ya'lunakum khabala. Because they will not give up. وَدُّوا مَا عَنِتُّمْ قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمَ الْآيَاتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ O you who believe, do not take friends and companions from other than yourselves. Because they will continuously try and ruin you and destroy you. Hatred has appeared from their mouth, and what they hide in their hearts is even greater. Naam. Hatred has appeared from their mouths. You have individuals, they walk around making ta'an of ulama. You had individuals saying, who's Sheikh Rabi'? Who's Sheikh Ibn Baz? Who's Sheikh Al-Albani? We don't blind follow Sheikh Fulan. And nobody's calling anyone to blind follow anyone. You have individuals walking around making ta'an sarih in known Salafis, Talabat al-Ilm, who are praised by the scholars. Individuals walking around making ta'an of masajid of the sunnah, and you have individuals that open their ears. I don't blame the awam. I don't blame the common people. I blame people who are so-called imams of masajid. You open your ear to that foolishness. Allum alayka wa ala ghayrik. Lakin anta awla bihi. The blame is upon you more than anyone else, even though it's upon others. Brothers and sisters, somebody may say, okay, this ayah, this verse, it's talking about don't take friends and companions from other than you. لكن من فهم هذه الآية كما فهمتموه. And we say بيننا وبينكم كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بفهم سلف الأمة. We say between us and you is the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with the understanding of the salaf of this ummah. Don't just bring to us a qa'idah that may be fasida. Don't bring to us a qa'ida ma fahimtumuha, that you haven't understood. Wa nazaltumuha fi ghayri mawdi'iha, and you've used incorrectly. Bring us something that is min usuli da'wati ahli sunnah. And this is min usuli da'wati ahli sunnah, at-tahdhiru min al-bid'ati wal-mubtadi'in. That they warn against innovators and the people of innovation. Sufyan al-Thawri, isma'u. And there are many narrations, ikhwan, akhtaru minha insha'Allah. ما يسر الله تبارك وتعالى الاختيار من ذلك قال يحيى بن سعيد القطان. This is the way of the Salaf. لما قدم سفيان الثوري البصرة. When سفيان الثوري came to البصرة جعل ينظر إلى أمر الربيع بن سبيح. He started to investigate the state of an individual known as الربيع بن سبيح. نعم. Because inna hadha al-ilm deen fanzuru amman ta'khudhuna deenakum. This knowledge is your religion, so look where you take your religion from. It's not that you go on YouTube and you just start listening to anybody. It's not just because, alhamdulillah, that's my man, I'm going to learn from you. That doesn't mean anything. هذا لا قيمة له. إلا إذا كان صاحب سنة. Unless he's a person of the sunnah, known for the sunnah, known for defending the sunnah, and alhamdulillah, known by the people of the sunnah. وَقَدْرِهِ عِنْدَ النَّاسِ. And he wanted to know the status of this individual among the people. سَأَلَ أَيَّ شَيْءٍ مَذْهَبُ. He asked the people, what is the belief of this individual? They said, قَالُوا مَا مَذْهَبُ إِلَّا السُنَّةِ. They said, he's on nothing but the sunnah. Like many times in our time, you ask somebody, أَخِي مَا حَالُ. What's his condition? Oh, he graduated from such and such a place. Or he studied with this sheikh. Like automatically, that's a tazkiyah that لَا تُرَدْ. It can never be rejected. So Sufyan al-Thawri said, مَا مَذْهَبُهُ? What's his belief? They said, his belief is nothing but the sunnah. قَالَ مَنْ بِطَانَتُهُ? He asked, who's his companions? Who's his friends? They said, أَهْلُ الْقَدْرِ, the deviants who deny the divine decree of Allah. Sufyan al-Thawri قَالَ هُوَ قَدَرِي. Therefore, he's a qadri. He's a deviant. He's a deviant. He walks with deviants. He eats with deviants. He defends deviants. He takes them as his friends. He's a deviant. This is the madhab of the Salaf. Somebody may say that's only one athar. No. We can come with tens and hundreds of athar, which is similar to this. Ibn Battah said, rahimahullah, rahmatullahi ala Sufyan al-Thawri. May Allah have mercy upon Sufyan al-Thawri. Nataqa bil-hikma fasadaq. He spoke with wisdom and he spoke the truth. Qala bi-ilmin. He spoke with knowledge. فوافق الكتاب والسنة, and he is conformed to what is in the Quran and the Sunnah. وما توجب الحكمة, and that which is necessitated by wisdom, and that which is seen by the eyes. ويعرف أهل البصيرة, and understood by the people of knowledge. قال الله تعالى, الله عز وجل, the Most High, he said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا بطانة من دونكم لا يألونكم خبالا وَدُّوا مَا عَنِتُّمْ. Allah, he said, look at the tafsir of the ayah from one of the imams of the Salaf. O you who believe, do not take friends and companions from other than yourselves, from the people of falsehood, whether that falsehood is shirk and kufr, or whether it is innovation. Why? Because they will only strive to undermine you and ruin you. They will never be pleased for you to promote the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صافية, نقية. in its pure and pristine form, like it has come. And the proof of that, come min ahad. How many brothers have been humiliated when they take money from the people of bid'ah and they go to their masajid and they take jobs from them, and then when they say something, yukhalif mahum alay, that these people are upon from innovations or misguidance, yutradun, they're thrown out, ka'annahu la qimata lahu, like he's worthless. Hada laysa min al-izza fi shay, bal hada ihana, that's humiliation. And brothers and sisters, you hear people speaking ill of the scholars of the sunnah and speaking ill of the people of the sunnah, but we ask a question and we make a statement. لا للسنة نصر ولا لأهل البدعة كسر. These individuals, وسمي من شئت, a name from among them who you want, from those who defend the people of falsehood, they have not promoted and given victory to the people of the sunnah, and they have not destroyed the efforts of the people of innovation wherever you find them. وسأقف قليلا. I'll pause here just to mention some realities. All these people that have come back, whether it's from Yemen, whether it's from Egypt, whether it's from Medina, whether it's from Mecca, and you find them walking with the people of innovation, or defending the people of innovation, and attacking the people of the sunnah, the scholars and the students from amongst them, ماذا أنتجوا وماذا أثمروا? What have they produced? What have they done? Name the masajid that they have established for us. Name for us the marakis that they've established for us. Name for us the Islamic schools that they've established for us. Name for us the books that they've translated and they've printed. Name for us anything. These individuals are fake reformers. All they do is they're staying at home in the night writing books. La qimata laha. They start with statements of non-Muslims without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, without ayat, without ahadith, without the understanding of the Salaf. And they think, well, we're reformists, we're mujaddidun, wal ulama muqassirun, and the scholars, they have fallen short, wala yafqahoon, and they don't understand the waqi'. وَيُخَسِّسُونَ بِالنَّيْلِ, and they specify, and I'll mention this specifically in our time, الشيخ Rabbi, they single him out. He is a troublemaker. هَذَا يُفَرِّقْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Let's look at the athar of the da'wah of the Shaykh. Those individuals, alhamdulillah, whether in Britannia, whether in America, الذين الحمد لله يستنيرون بتوجيهات الشيخ ويستنصحون بنصيحته انظر إلى مساجدهم ومراكزهم وهي كثيرة ولا تأتي سنة إلا ويفتح مسجد ومركز. There's not a year except that you find from the athar of the da'wah of the sheikh, وهذا بفضل الله وتوفيقه, a new masjid or a new markaz or books being translated and promoted and being spread amongst the people, promoting tawheed and sunnah, promoting the haqq. Aina thimarukum antum, what have you produced? Aina masajidukum, where are your masajid? Bal antum tutraduna min masjid, yani you're thrown out from masjid to masjid, and you claim this is hikmah fi da'wa. This is not the way of the ulama. Shaykhuna Shaykh Mukbir rahimahullah, when I went to Yemen, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wallahi the da'wah ahl sunnah was safiya naqiyya. It was clear. The people of the sunnah, they were with the people of the sunnah. The people of Hizbiyah, they were with the people of Hizbiyah. And it was not allowed for individuals and yataza'za wa yujalis ahl al-haq wa ahl al-batil. The Shaykh will never allow somebody to sit with the people of truth and people of falsehood. Wa yuhawin an yajma' baynahuma. Abadan. It would never happen. The da'wah of the Shaykh, they asked him, ma hiya al-asbab? What are some of the reasons? لِانْتِشَارِ دَعْوَةِ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ فِي الْيَمَنِ, for the da'wah of Ahl al-Sunnah to spread in Yemen like it spread. He said, أَوَّلًا بِتَوْفِيقِ اللَّهِ, firstly, because Allah Azza wa Jalla granted its success to spread. Firstly and lastly. ثُمَّ, and then after that, بِالتَّمَيُّز, our da'wah being clear. Being clear. Clear tawheed. Clear sunnah. Clear ta'ah. Warning against shirk. Warning against bid'ah. Warning against ma'asiyah. Clear. No ambiguity. Not that you defend the people of falsehood and you make lams and ghams of the people of the haqq and you make remarks that is understood that you're referring to those individuals that strive their best to promote the truth. If you're ajiz, if you're unable to promote the haqq and defend it, then at least taskut, remain silent. Inshallah ta'ala, unsur akhaq, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, unsur akhaqa zaliman aw madhluma, aid your brother whether he is the oppressor or the oppressed. Naam, if he's the oppressor, رُدْ عَلَيْهِ, clarify, بَيِّنْ خَطَأُهُ, كُنْ رَجُلًا, be a man, لَا تَتَكَلَّمْ يَعْنِي فِي النَّجَوَاتِ, don't speak in private gatherings, stand up like a man and clarify the error. Everyone's statements can be accepted or rejected, except for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or if the person is speaking the truth, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed us towards it, aid the haqq. La tazalu ta'ifatu min ummati ala al-haqq mansurin. There will never cease to be a group of this ummah manifest upon the truth. La yadurruhum man khadalahum wa la man khalafahum hatta ya'tiya amrullah. They will never be harmed by those who forsake them, meaning they were with them. Kanu ma'ahum. But the time came to stand for the truth. How many people we go around, or we may have a friend, we sit down, najlis ma'ahum, وهو يتحدث قد يطعن في عالم من علماء السنة قد يرد حديثا قد يتكلم بباطل. He may speak some falsehood. كم من يعني عنده, how many from amongst us have the courage to correct the error? Or how many of us, yeah, we leave and we just talk about, oh no, he said this, he said that, without having the courage to correct it right there and then? How many of us? Wallahi, none of us should be ashamed to stand for the truth, whether it's pertaining to me or anybody else. But how many people, they sit down and they listen? For example, they may be in a barbershop or wherever they are in the dunya, walking down the street with a friend, and the person's talking batil. You know it's batil because of what you learned, because of what you studied from the book of Allah and the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with the understanding of the Salaf. You hear it because it's your friend, or you're intimidated by the person, and antasakit, you're silent. Where is that ilm alladhi ta'allamtumuhu, that you learnt? Kayf istafadta minhu, how did you benefit from it? وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين كالمبتدعة والمشركين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, let us return back to the basics. Let us return, alhamdulillah, to those foundations that, alhamdulillah, if the people of the sunnah adhere to, Allah Azza wa Jal will bless their da'wah. Allah Azza wa Jal will bless their da'wah, their call. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. If you aid the call of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will aid you, and He will make your feet firm. Even if you are few, even if you are qilla, the minority, the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal is true. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalilihi, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil." A person is upon the religion of his friend. So look who you take as a companion. Na'am, the people of shirk, they incline to the people of shirk. The people of kufr, they incline to the people of kufr. Na'am. The people of bid'ah, they incline to the people of bid'ah. The people of fujur and fusuq, the people of wickedness and sinfulness, they incline to the people of wickedness and sinfulness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كَمَا جَاءَ فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ, it comes in Bukhari and Muslim, الْأَرْوَاحُ جُنُودٌ مُجَنَّدٌ فَمَا تَعَارَفَ مِنْهَا تَلَفْ وَمَا تَنَاكَرَ مِنْهَا اخْتَلَفْ. The souls, the arwah, that are within your body, that you may not really understand the reality of, they are like a conscripted, a recruited army. Your souls, al-arwah junudun mujannada. Your souls are like a conscripted or a recruited army. Those souls that are similar to one another, they will be together and they will agree with one another. Those souls that are dissimilar, they're not like one another, they will differ and they will not be together, they will not be in harmony. Somebody may say, okay, I understand that. But how does that relate to me? أَنَا أُحِبَّ أَنْ أُجَالِسْ أَهْلَ السُّنَّةِ وَأُحِبَّ أَنْ أُجَالِسْ أَهْلِ الْبَاطِلِ أَنَا أُجَالِسَ الْجَمِيعِ. Somebody may say, I love to sit with the people of the sunnah, and I love to sit with the people of falsehood. I love everyone. How does that apply to me? اسمعوا بارك الله فيكم. Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه said, لو أن مؤمنا دخل مسجدا, if a believer was to enter a masjid, فيه مئة نفس, in that masjid there was 100 people, ليس فيهم إلا مؤمن واحد لجاء حتى يجلس إليه. If a believer was to enter the masjid, there was 100 people in that masjid, and among those 100 there was only one believer, one mu'min, then the believer, he would incline and he would go and be with that one believer. Subhanallah al-Azim. And likewise, ولو أن منافقا دخل مسجدا فيه مئة ليس فيه إلا منافق واحد لجاء حتى يجلس إليه. If a hypocrite came and entered the masjid, and there was 100 people in the masjid, but out of those 100, there was only one hypocrite. So 99 believers and one hypocrite. This one hypocrite will be attracted to that hypocrite and not the 99 believers. Why? Because as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-arwahu junudan mujannada. The souls are like a recruited army. فَمَا تَعَارَفَ مِنْهَا أَتَلَفْ. Those souls that are similar, they will be together. They will be in harmony. وَمَا تَنَاكَرَ مِنْهَا اخْتَلَفْ. And those souls that are dissimilar, they do not agree with one another, they will not be in harmony. Brothers and sisters, عندنا كثير من آثار السلف في هذا الباب. We have many narrations of the Salaf about this. For example, أوزاعي رحمه الله, he said, من ستر عنا بدعته لم تخفى علينا ألفته. Whoever hides from us his innovations, he will not be able to hide from us and conceal from us his companionship. Meaning the people of bid'ah, يتكاتم أهل الأهواء كل شيء. The people of innovation, they can hide everything except for their companions. Now he may come to you. أنا درست عند الشيخ فلان. أنا درست عند الشيخ فلان. I study with Sheikh so-and-so, and Sheikh so-and-so, and Sheikh so-and-so. يمكن في أول الأمر يظهر السنة. At the beginning he may show you some sunnah. وَإِذَا لَبَّسَ عَلَيْكَ when he's deceived you, ثُمَّ يُظْهِرْ مَا عِنْدُهُ مِنَ الْبِدْعُ وَالْبَاطِلِ. Then when he's won your confidence, then he starts to feed you his innovation. He may be able to hide initially his innovation, he can't hide his friends. He cannot hide his friends and his companions. وَهَذَا مَذْهَبَ السَّلَفِ. This is the way of the Salaf. So if we say we follow the Salaf, وَكَمْ مِنَّا فِي هَذَا الزَّمَانِ يَدَّعِ ذَلِكَ. How many people in this time they claim that? لكن يتغافل عن هذا. They pretend that they are ignorant of these narrations. The narration of Abu Dawud al-Sijistani rahimahullah. A'imma, from the imams of the Salaf. And we say to anyone, Alhamdulillah. We say to anyone, whoever has a problem with this, again, نؤكده ونعيده. بيننا وبينكم كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بفهم السلف. وأين نجد فهم السلف؟ في كتب السلف. Between us and you is what? The book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the understanding of the Salaf. Where do we find the understanding of the Salaf? In the books of the Salaf. In the books of the Salaf. Like what books? الشريعة لا جري. Like أصول اعتقاد أهل السنة والجماعة واللالكائي. Like أصول السنة والإمام أحمد. Like شرح السنة والبربهاري. Like Al-Ha'iyya ibn Abi Dawood and the other books of the ulama and the imam of the sunnah. Brothers and sisters, it was said, Abu Dawood al-Sijistani rahimahullah, he said, قلت لأبي عبد الله أحمد ibn Hanbal, he said, I said to Imam Ahmad, أرى رجلا من أهل السنة مع رجل من أهل البدعة أترك كلامه. This is Imam Ahmad, Imam أهل السنة. He said, if I see a man from the people of the sunnah, but he's with, and he takes as a friend, and he accompanies somebody from the people of innovation, should I abandon speaking to him? Should I stop talking to him? Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, قَالَ لَا أَوَ تُعْلِمُهُ. Why don't you tell him first? Why don't you inform him, أَنَّ الرَّجُلَ الَّذِي رَأَيْتُهُ مَعَهُ صَاحِبْ بِدْعَةً. Tell him first, the person you saw him with, taking as a friend and a companion is from the people of innovation and misguidance. فَإِنْ تَرَكَ كَلَامُهُ فَكَلِّمْهُ. If he abandons that person, then speak to him, alhamdulillah. وَإِلَّا فَأَلْحِقْهُ بِهِ قَالِ ابْنُ مَسْعُودٍ. Because Ibn Mas'ud, he said, and if he doesn't abandon that person of innovation, then treat him like you treat the person of innovation. As Ibn Mas'ud, he said, a person is upon the religion of his friend. Brothers and sisters, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he said concerning the Ittihadiyya, those who say, everything is Allah and Allah is everything. From the Sufiyyah and other than them, from the deviant sects. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, no doubt we have individuals even in this city that say the same thing. And you have some people even in this city that say worse than that. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he said, وَمَنْ كَانَ مُحْسِنًا لِلظَّنِّ بِهِمْ وَادَّعَ أَنَّهُ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ حَالَهُمْ. Whoever has a good thought about them, what about the nation of Islam? أمة الكفر؟ What about those who are like them? What about the nationalists who welcome the nation of Islam? Welcome Farrakhan. Call him the honorable minister Farrakhan. Wallahi, they would look at a person of the sunnah like he's dirt on their shoe. But this man, يقدمونه ويبجلونه. They praise him and they promote him and they bring him to raise money for them. And they praise him with praise they would never give to a person of the sunnah. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said, whoever has a good thought about them and claims that he did not know their true state, عُرِّفَ حَالُهُمْ, he is informed about their reality. فَإِنْ لَمْ يُبَايِنْهُمْ, if he does not separate from them then, وَيُظْهِرْ لَهُمَ الْإِنْكَانَ, and if he does not criticize them, وَإِلَّا أُلْحِقَ بِهِمْ وَجُعِلَ مِنْهُمْ, if he doesn't do that, then he's treated like them and he's considered to be from among them. وَأَخْتِمُ بِأَثَرِ إِخْوَانِ بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ وَأَطْلَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ نَوْعًا مَا The statement of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. The statement of Imam Ahmad, he said, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الشَّابِ أول ما ينشع مع أهل السنة والجماعة فرجوه وإذا رأيت مع أصحاب البدع فيأس منه فإن الشاب على أول نشوئه. الإمام أحمد, he said, if you see a young person, he's with the people of the sunnah, he's being nurtured with the people of the sunnah, he's growing up with the people of the sunnah, have good hopes for him. But if you see a person, the initial stages, he's with the people of innovation, he grows up with them, he's nurtured by them, do not have this hope for him. Because from the ni'mah of Allah, the blessings of Allah, al al-a'jami wal-hadath, upon the non-Arab. Upon the non-Arab. And many of us are non-Arabs. And likewise, the young, the youth. And yuwaffiqahum Allah li'alimin min ulama'i sunnah. That Allah Azza wa Jalla grants them success, that they benefit and they learn from the people of the sunnah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to be with the people of the sunnah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to be patient with the people of the sunnah. Even if somebody treats us wrong, that we're patient with it. وَلَوْ أَسَىٰ إِلَيْنَا, even if, for example, they wrong us, نَصْبِرْ, لَكِنْ إِذَا نُصِحْنَا, if we're advised, وَبُيِّنَ لَنَا خَطَأُنَا, and our mistake is clarified, we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla that He makes us sincere, that we can accept the mistake. Brothers and sisters, no doubt these are telling times, and these qawa'id become apparent at times when people are tested. When everything's good, you're not going to see who's who. When everything is easy and good, you're not really going to see who's who. You see who's who when people are tested. Like, for example, if the people of Batil, I'll give an example, the WD Muhammad community, if they brought a person that is a person of the Sunnah, a scholar of the Sunnah, and they utilize that person, the scholar of the Sunnah, to invite everyone to them. You may have individuals, now they say, yes, we should go to that masjid because, you know, so-and-so is there. It's a test to see how firm we are. The one who knows, alhamdulillah, the Quran and the Sunnah with understanding of the Salaf, and he sat with the scholars and he's learned from the scholars, alhamdulillah, no doubt that's a fitna. But what's he going to do? He's going to act upon the religion that he knows. He's going to act upon the Quran and the Sunnah with understanding of the Salaf of the Ummah. فَإِنَّ الضَّلَالَ حَقَّ الضَّلَالَ أَن تَعْرِفَ مَا كُنْتَ تُنْكِرْ وَتُنْكِرْ مَا كُنْتَ تَعْرِفْ فَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالتَّلَوَّن فِي الدِّينِ فَإِنَّ دِينَ اللَّهِ وَاحِدٍ. And Hudayf ibn al-Yaman, he said, true misguidance, absolute misguidance is that you reject what you once used to accept. You used to be an individual, alhamdulillah, that was firm upon tawheed, warning against shirk. Now all of a sudden you're making excuses for the quburiyin, the grave worshippers. بِاعْتِذَارَات بَارِدَ. Na'am. That this is not major shirk. Yani at-tawaf, making tawaf around the qubur, it's not major shirk, it's minor shirk. Or you as an individual, alhamdulillah, ثابت على السنة, but now تَعْتَذِرْ, you're making excuses for the people of innovation. تَطْعَنُ فِي أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ, and attacking the people of the sunnah. True misguidance is what? That you reject what you once accepted, or you accepted what you once rejected. Na'am, from foundations in the religion that will never be changed and can never be changed. Beware of changing in the religion of Allah, because the religion of Allah is one. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qulubana ala Deenik wa Ta'atik. O changer of hearts, make our hearts firm upon the religion. Verily the hearts are between the two fingers of Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He changes the hearts as He chooses. Why is the qalb? Why is the heart? لِمَاذَا سُمِّيَ قَلْبًا? Why is the heart in Arabic known as qalb? لِأَنُّهُ يَتَقَلَّبْ. Because it changes a lot. Brothers and sisters, if you are so foolish, or if we are foolish, that we think that alhamdulillah, مَهْمَا نَسْمَعْ, whatever we hear, whatever we see of falsehood, we can go and sit with the people of falsehood. نَسْتَطِيَ نُخَالِطُهُمْ وَنَسْتَطِيَ نَسْتَمِعْ إِلَيْهِمْ وَهَذَا لَا يُؤَثِّرْ فِينَا. And that's not going to affect us. That individual, هذا يتلاعب بدينه ويلعب بدينه, he's playing games with his religion, وهو في خطر عظيم, and he's in severe danger. May Allah protect us all from that. وجزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي